What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast. If you can hit the follow or subscribe button, depending on what platform you're listening on, that would be great. All right. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to find stocks to trade. Now, this can be a very general topic since it varies among traders, since everyone has different strategies and different ways they approach the market, you know, different things they're looking for. But I'm going to be talking about what I personally do as a small cap day trader. So the first thing I do is I get up and I start the process at around 9 a.m. Eastern time in the morning. I pull up my scanners, and my scanners already have my settings, my customized settings and criteria that I'm looking for. So it narrows out through thousands of stocks, and I basically get to choose and narrow down the list even more. Personally, I use the Trade Ideas scanner. In my opinion, it's an awesome scanner. It has everything that you need as a day trader. And almost all day traders, especially momentum day traders, actually use the scanner. However, it is subscription-based. And in the description below, you'll find a link that you can use to get 15% off if you decide to get the scanner. And however, there are free scanners that you can use, but they aren't real-time. And they're pretty much useless if you're trading momentum. So I highly recommend investing in this tool, because without the right tools, you cannot succeed. So I'm currently writing a book, and in my book, I'll be going over this topic in very great detail. So I'll be sharing it with you guys once it comes out. But for now, I'm going to basically summarize what I do every morning when I create my watch list. So as I said, I start the process around 30 minutes before the bell rings. It doesn't usually take that long of a time. Sometimes it takes around 15 minutes, but I like to be a bit early. So the first thing that I look for are stocks gapping up. One of my settings is I look for stocks that are gapping up at least 4 to 5% during pre-market hours. The second thing that we look for is liquidity. We need volume. So usually we like to see stocks that have around 100,000 shares of volume traded pre-market by the time the bell rings. However, we also do not like to see stocks that have a million shares of volume or over, since by then the stock has already been trading pretty much regularly during pre-market hours and the market hasn't even opened yet. There's so many traders already in this that we are late to the party, and we've basically missed the meat of the move. The stock has already moved without us. And once the market opens, it might be a little too extended, or since it's overcrowded, it'll be more unpredictable and it might move a lot more unpredictably. So the next thing that we look over is the float of the stock. Now, as momentum day traders, we like to see low float stocks. Now, the float is the amount of shares that are publicly available. That means the outstanding number of shares minus the amount of shares that are held by insiders in the company. So it's basically the supply of shares available to the public of that company. The reason why we like low float stocks is because low float means less supply. And when you have high demand with low supply, the price can move very quick and very fast. It's a lot more volatile, and that's what we like to see. We like to see range. That's the main reason why we don't trade these blue chip stocks, is because they barely move around. They have no range, they trade sideways, and they're very high priced, so you don't really make much. However, with these low float, cheaply priced stocks, since the float is so small, they can move very, very quickly, and we can make lots of money off of these moves. The next thing that we look for is a catalyst. Why is this stock gapping up? Is there a reason for it? Again, I will explain the types of catalysts in my book that I'm currently writing. It will go over this in detail, but we generally want to see a good catalyst. You can usually check MarketWatch, Bazinga, Yahoo Finance for the headlines and see what is moving the stock in particular. And yeah, the next thing that I look for is the daily chart. Now, I can't really explain this or the process of what I do to analyze the daily chart over podcast, but again, this will be in my book that I am currently writing and I will be sharing with you guys. But I look over the daily chart and I like to look for triggers, windows, gaps, and I look for pretty much good setups, a good daily chart. Without a good daily chart, I'm more inclined to not trade the stock. Now, we also look to see if the stock is a former runner. History repeats itself. If the stock is a former runner, it has made a big move in the past, then it's more inclined to do so again. Other traders will recognize that and they'll recognize the name and be like, oh, this moved last time, it should move this time. And, you know, crowd mentality, when you have a bunch of people jumping into the stock, it's going to move. You're going to have high demand with the low supply. The price is going to go up very quick. One thing that we don't like to see is big red candles. If it's a former runner and it couldn't hold those levels, we can tell that it was weak last time and it's more likely to do so this time. You're going to have short sellers recognizing that and they will be shorting the stock. It might trap some longs, some beginner trader longs, and they will get flushed on and they will be selling, and it's going to create an imbalance to the selling side and the price will drop very quickly. After all my criteria have been met, I start to look at the pre-market chart. I start to look for potential entries and exits, or rather entries, whenever the market opens. If the pre-market chart is good, I'll put it on close watch. If it meets all my other criteria and everything, great. Usually I'll narrow my watch list down to about one to four stocks that I'm mainly watching. I look over the pre-market charts. I draw out my support and resistance lines, any important triggers on the daily chart. I'll have everything mapped out. I'll look for my potential entries. And as the bell rings, I watch the level two for my entries. And that's pretty much how the process is summarized. And yeah, I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We've been getting a tremendous amount of support lately. Many downloads, many streams. Let's keep it up. Thank you guys for listening. And till next time.